19% down to what is it, 11?
12.
So that would put it with, or in line with, I think, the other properties that are there. Is that what they're asking, Donna?
It says classification change.
Click on that one right there, which doesn't have a hauler running through it, and it's at 3840. It's at agricultural. And will you go click on the one that was over to the right there to the left of it? Yeah, that one. Same.
Christy, can you show us the appeal where opinion of values asks? That's going to be different where you're going, I think, Ron.
Yeah, you're right. It shows a purchase price of $15,000. But
if you scroll up, it says right there, it is classification change.
But we had this conversation yesterday.
Foreclosure.
Chuck explained to us that he had called the state tax commission and they said no on classification change on this year.
He can't. Chuck can't do it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know either, but yeah, where Donna's going, I think y'all can do it, and maybe the assessor can as well. But
well, I have no problem with it. Everything else around is ag, so I have no problem with the classification change. But
I do have a problem with
follow
changing
the
value.
Rules. I don't want to end up.
What would the value go to if you did the classification change?
Value will remain the same.
Yeah, the value.
$32,000, but be assessed at 12%. Is it 32 or 30? I can't remember.
Well, I'm going to make a motion then, if it's left up to us, that we change the classification to agricultural, leave the value the same.
If comment, the she's provided, I believe this came from her anyway, some sales, multi-list sales, that are less than $10,000. And then it also provided some listings, active listings, that are 20, 22,900, 23,000.
We dealt with some of these last year, Ron.
Yeah, I know, but what Chuck's going to have to deal with is they're all valued, I think, fairly close to the same down there.
The 32 is what I was saying on there.
Yeah, I'm
right
with you.
Down
that's
there
what
on
I'm saying.
The one picture is one of those
lowering the
looks like
values
hayfield.
I guarantee you, I'll go down there and buy any of those 5-acre parcels for $10,000 in a heartbeat. So.
Yeah.
There's some on Birmingham.
As long as Randy will loan me the money.
$3,840.
Property they want to give away out there. And we'll
make it $3,840.
They can't sell it.
This one is white bass, which is down there where we're talking about, I think. They've got a sale for $10,200. They've got a listing on a different one for $22,900. Not to confuse matters.
Well, the only thing that I could see with that one there that we're looking at is that being that close to the lake, that may be a slough area. And if it is, then I think they've got a legitimate argument. But that could very well be a slough area that comes right off the lake.
That's a deer farm.
Yeah. This is more, I thought we were strictly dealing with this one on classification change. I didn't know we were dealing on valuation. But
we're dealing on whatever your motion is, Mr. Strahan.
Well, first of all, my motion was to change the classification.
Is there a second?
I second.
Motion's made and seconded to change classification from residential to agriculture. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay.
And Brandy's second, are you going to call her?
Pardon?
Are you going to call her?
Maybe.
For what it's worth, I believe your next one is another Shoals Bend, the next property.
Well, my question is, did you also want to talk valuation on this parcel of property?
If you call her, I'd like to know if that's a wet land slough area. It just looks to me like the way it comes up from the lake right there that it may be.
Sorry, Danny, I didn't mean to.
Oh, you did me that.
I did not.
Brandon's going, I'm not getting on your case.
I'm in trouble. Busy.
Are you calling that 527 number?
No, I was calling the,
yeah, call the 527
cell number.
527-665.
Separate. 221. There's a term for it. I was going to tell Brandon. I'm just going to have to do that. I mean, we haven't talked.
Luana?
Okay.
I just confess a reason.
White River, this is Luana.
Yes, this is Ron Houseman with the Board of Equalization. How are you today?
Hey, hang on 1 second, Ron, please.
Yes.
This is Luana. Hello?
Yes, this is Ron Houseman with the Board of Equalization.
Yes, I'm sorry, Ron. I've got lots going on this morning. I apologize. Okay, what do I need to do?
Well, we've got a couple of questions. We're taking a look at the property that you have.
Uh-huh.
And it's a five-acre tract.
Uh-huh.
It has been valued as residential and had a value on it of $32,000 for the land. Assessed that you'd pay taxes on is $6,080. The board has already taken the action to move that from residential to agriculture, which is a smaller percentage that you would be taxed on. So it moves it from the $6,080 taxable amount down to $3,840. But we also have a request from you to look at changing the valuation as well. One of the board members has asked if the middle of that property where we see trees on the aerial is a wet slough, or is it just, what, tell us about the property.
Well, the middle of the property is a big, huge, giant ditch thing, and I believe it does get water up in there whenever there's, you know, it floods. But it's just like a big old ditch. It almost looks like somebody used it as a dumping zone. There's a lot of trash down in there, stuff that people have dumped. I don't know if you've gone down there and looked at it. But the property itself, like we had another one and over there, and you guys reassessed it. And we sold it and we bought this one. And they, you know, they baled the hay out there on it.
We've already changed that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure what you're wanting from me then. I do know we didn't pay what you're... Hey, girly, you can go on back. Yep, here. I know we didn't pay nearly $32,000 for it.
Right.
I mean, we didn't even pay half of that.
Well, we've...
I mean, you can buy lots a lot cheaper out there than $32,000.
Well, we're taking a look at it, we're talking about it, and we had the question about that, what we believe to be a slough.
Oh, the big, huge ditch.
Right.
Yeah. Well, if you go out and look at it, it's, I'm certain that the water comes up in it because it comes off from the lake area.
Right.
But I don't know how far the water gets up in it. I do know there's a lot of stuff down there. I don't know if it's been washed up or people dumping in it. I don't know, but it's like, I don't know.
No, I'm.
You would have to go out and look at it.
I'm familiar with that, so okay. I've got a good idea of what it is.
Okay.
The lots around it are 32, Chuck, but we could put a obsolescence factor on this ditch deal that runs up through the middle.
LaWanna, we're going to make a decision on your parcel of property.
Okay.
And then
okay.
We'll have our county clerk, Donna Neely, get a hold of you right away to let you know what we have done.
All right. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sorry, I'm trying to move us along.
Yeah.
All of that, you see where those areas are that have, of course, that comes right up the middle of that, doesn't it?
Yeah. It pretty well splits that lot for...
I've been over every bit of that property. It's been a long time. Just a hunt.
I wouldn't care to lower that to 20... five or something like that, or maybe even
20?
22 or something like that. What do you
think?
What about, let's just go with 20 on it, because it is, even if they tried to build on it, restricts the area that they could use.
Well, if they do build on it and the residential value of the land comes back, it's going to increase through the assessor.
Yeah. I'm going to make a motion to set it at $20,000.
I would second that.
Motion's made and seconded to establish the value of BOE number 2014-11 at $20,000. Discussion
with a note that it's an obsolescence factor of that big ditch.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed nay. Motion carries. Is the next a phone call, or is it a in-person, Donna? And do you have a number for me, and I'll write it down. Oh, this is the Scoglins? No, this is Stephanie Rain. What is it?
818.
Okay.
368-0238.
Try not to spread that around.
This one is actually done.
Stephanie Raymond. Did you find this piece on the, I don't know, Stephanie? Did you say it's down Birmingham?
Yeah.
So this is past the subdivision when you're first coming in? No.
Here's where the fairground is.
Oh, it's way down, right.
$60,000.
They've got it on for $32,000. Well, it's interesting because the paperwork that they sent in. Says their opinion of market value is somewhere between $7,000 and $10,000. And they paid $60,000 for it in 2005.
Wow. And they sent you some MLS stuff there. I think there's four of them that run from sales that run from 10-2 to 6,700. And they also sent some actives that run from 20,000 to 23,000.
What are your thoughts on this, Chuck?
$20,000. It's, I don't know from that picture whether it's got a light view or not.
It won't have a light view from there.
$20,000 and move it to ag?
Is it showing the evidence of ag, though? That's the only thing that Chuck may have a problem with ag is if it doesn't show any evidence of ag, like pay cutting or anything, or has to have some.
No, there actually could be some down there, but I don't know if it's there, Dan.
Yeah, it does look like they've cut it, doesn't it?
It is.
Yeah, I'd be all right with ag at $20,000.
Let's follow. I'm trying to think how close that is over on the. Those are really
much. Move it over to the next. I tell you, I think all these were set.
Well, actually, not.
Last year from 60 some odd to 32, I believe.
Roads, isn't
it? This is the first left you can take. Go past the fairgrounds here.
Yeah, see the. You see, Birmingham is drops on down. That is part of the old Aramis property that's on. And believe me, that they sold a lot of those lots awful high.
That changes my mind on the value of it, though. I think you can go ahead and leave it as ag. But look at it. It's got Birmingham access, and it also has access on the other side of a street, and it's got a county road access on that one side.
Go down and tell me whose house that is, just right there. I know right where it is.
Yeah.
Is that Steve's boy? And then if you follow Birmingham on down, you're going to head right on down to them. Right.
Yeah. Go back up and see those lots that are attached to Birmingham.
She's there.
Yeah. Go right on down the line.
They're all the same?
I believe, I remember that those were all $60,000 lots, and they lowered them to 32 last year. Now, if there needs to be another, maybe it was last year or year before last. Last year would have been when it was done, I guess. And if they would have been, if there needs to be another adjustment, well, I'm not against that, but a lot that has access on both sides with payable land is probably worth $32,000.
Well, how many acres are there? The five?
I believe so. Yeah.
Six?
6 acres.
So that's 5,000 an acre.
Yeah.
But you see that you move it to agriculture and that would be a...
That'd be a big break.
Especially since they're haying the upper half of it. Your call, gentlemen. Oh, we're calling this person, is that right? Excuse me. I'm lost.
Well,
which one is this?
I know they're trying to sell lots in there, and they can't get $20,000 for it. I would go, I mean, if it's all right, I wouldn't mind bringing it down to $25,000 and handbag.
We're gonna let him move them all in.
That's up to him, but I'm saying
individual lots, that's probably one of the better ones that's there, because it, after you leave his place and go on down, that those that are valued at 32, which they were valued at 62 or something last year.
But you had a developer that was convincing all these people from California
that we moved a ton of money.
It was a great investment.
But we made an adjustment. That's what my thought is. And that's the reason you see that they were all set at 32 on a mass appraisal. Once you leave that lot, you don't have access from two roads.
I can't remember on Birmingham, there's one stretch in there that's real steep on the left-hand side. Is that right there, or is that before you get...
I don't think that across from Fisher it is, but it may be.
I think that may be right before you get to Fisher's.
Yeah, well, obviously it is. It shows us just at the beginning of this property line.
This is my aunt and uncle's. Back side of this is steep.
Right.
But this one I drive down here, it's pretty level. This road. I don't know about this one.
What are those long lots on top?
Yeah,
how much are those on for? Mm-hmm. Same thing?
The whole subdivision was set at that.
Chuck, you left, and Jeff is questioning the value of the lots within the subdivision. What they're worth today, right?
Correct.
And we won 2013 today, right?
Well, so it'll be less than. Yes. I stand corrected.
Did you have a number, Jeff?
I was saying 25 for this one and changing it to ag.
Well, I'll second that motion, but I think it needs to be a blank. As we've looked, I think it needs to be a blanket change.
Is that the only one we have that's come in from down there? Christy, is that the only one we have that's coming from down there?
Okay, would you turn
Yeah.
And you're asking the assessor to eventually take a look at the entire subdivision.
Yes.
So we'll transfer.
Yeah. We had such a discrepancy last year that I think I actually believe we cut it in half. I think it's 65 or 67 or something like that, but they were...
Was that last year, or was that?
I don't remember.
Sometime ago.
I think that was the
year before or so.
At least, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I'm pretty sure all those ones across from that sold for somewhere down in there.
Yeah, I think that's where you'll find your lower ones, you know. But But I mean, you make that in the form of a motion?
Yes, I did.
And I second
it.
I'm sorry,
Ron.
Yes, it is.
818-368-0. I tried that, but we didn't get anywhere with it, right? You said 368?
368-0238.
Please enter your account code.
It was busy a while ago, that's what it was. Yes, this is Ms. Raymond.
Yes.
This is Ron Hausman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Oh, yes. Good morning.
And how are you today?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Good. Thank you. I have you on speakerphone, and the County Board of Equalization is sitting here, and comprised within that board is the county assessor who's working with us and the clerk. We have your appeal on a parcel of property, and all the information that you have sent in regarding that piece of property. The county commission is viewing the parcels that are down there. Your parcel currently is assessed as residential, which means that it's appraised as residential. I've got that wrong. It's assessed as residential, is it? Classified as residential property, which means that it's assessed at a percentage value of 19. This board has already agreed to move that to an agricultural assessment, which will bring your assessed value down, therefore your taxes down. But we're also looking at lowering the value of the property, which currently is at, what is it, gentlemen, 32? 32,000 to 25, as well as the change in classification. But we want your input before we move forward with that.
Okay.
So if you would like to address that, we're ready to hear what you have to say.
Well, what I said already was from the comps that I sent you in from a gentleman who has a home there on the same property. And so they're going in the neighborhood of $7,000 to $10,000. And I would be thrilled to death to be able to do it for that. So I don't really know what more I can add to the conversation other than I'm paying too much.
Gentlemen, do any of you have any questions of? Well, we're going to continue taking a look at this subdivision. We wanted to have your input. We're going to make a decision either today or in the next few days, at which case our county clerk will notify you ASAP as to what we've done. If you're not satisfied with what we've done, you'll also have an option of appealing that to the State Tax Commission. But all that will be explained in the information that we send you.
Okay.
And we thank you very much for your time.
Oh, and I thank you for yours.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Is that it, then?
Unless you have something else you wish to say.
No, I think not, other than have a wonderful day and a great life.
Oh, thank you very much. You as well.
Happy Fourth.
Bye-bye.
We got a motion to second, but no vote.
I know. But we have some additional input now. It's... I was faced with the same thing on that big subdivision that we looked at way on the other side of Branson. Not that I'm not going to support the motion. I'll be in support of the motion. It's just that I don't see this stuff selling anywhere near what we're talking about.
I'll give her $7,000 for that.
Two county roads on both sides. I mean, it's just absolutely. I started to say that, and I didn't want to sound like a smart aleck about it. But I mean, that's...
Well, you didn't make it.
But those lots with two county roads
Who was it that made the motion for the record?
Jeff made the motion, I seconded it.
Is there any further discussion? We have a motion on the floor. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Randy, did you vote on
Yes.
He's about half asleep.
No, I'm just looking at
this. Do we need to clarify, was that just that lot, or were you doing the subdivision?
No, the lot.
Okay.
That lot.
Danny also threw in the caveat that we would ask the assessor to take a look at the subdivision, I think, was his...
Right, yeah. Yeah. That's what I heard you say. Yeah. Of course, that won't happen until next year.
Yep. Right.
Okay.
Are we ready for... Oh, yeah, we reached that point.
60,
Well, I wanted to ask, Chuck, were we looking further into that one property that we received the additional appraisal on? We'll look at that later.
Which one was that?
The one that I handed you that had that appraisal.
Oh, the CL car?
Let me just note that his comments included on that first page where he thought he had additional info that we said we would consider if, in fact, it was received, and we haven't made a formal decision on that property yet, I don't think, so... Sometime during BOE, if you'll give us your input on that, then, or anybody else give their input on that.
But that's the one we set, though, at million.
Oh, we did set.
One. Yes.
But we agreed we would look at additional info.
Which one was that?
Plantations, what's set on that appraisal?
Yeah.
Yeah, plantation.
Well, let's stand in recess until the 1 o'clock bell then, at which time we have two hotels to look at.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.